KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Let's catch up with some high school sports last night first. In high school track and field at the Lady Panther Relays in Creston, there were two different divisions in the large school division. It was Shenandoah winning the team title with 116 points, Creston with 111.5, the runner-up, Atlantic placing third with 81.5. Clark, I-35, and Clarinda round out the rest of the six teams in that large school field. Among the individual results for Atlantic, some of the top performers, Charity Williams of Atlantic picked up the win in the 100-meter dash. Jess Hartwig of Atlantic, runner-up in the girls' 200-meter dash. In the 400 meters, Pluma Pross of Atlantic, a fourth-place finish. In the 800-meter run, Abby Altman of Atlantic was fifth. Riley Seifert was fifth in the 1,500-meter run. In the 3,000, Pluma Pross was third and Cora Zakuta fourth for Atlantic. In the 100-meter hurdles, Madeline Kicklin placed fourth for Atlantic. 400-meter hurdles, it was Heidi Williams fourth and Anna Lowry fifth. In the relays, the 4x100, Atlantic was second. They were second also in the 4x200, third in the 4x4, third as well in the 4x800-meter relay. Atlantic placing fourth in the sprint medley and third in the distance medley. Shuttle hurdle relay team had a third place finish as well. In the field events, in the high jump, Alexis Brockman placing fourth. Allie Bean was fifth in the long jump. In the shot put, Sydney Swoboda third and Cheyenne Elliott fourth. And in the discus, Cheyenne Elliott placing fourth for Atlantic. In the small schools, it was Mount Air winning with 128 points. Nottoway Valley with 187 was the runner-up in that event, in that meet last night. Among some of the local results, Rachel Scheel, the winner, and Sadie Marnin, runner-up in the 200-meter dash for Nottoway Valley. Scheel also was the winner in the 400-meter dash. Also last night, Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley won the 1,500-meter run. Nottoway Valley's 4x200-meter relay team was a winner. They also picked up wins in the 4x8 and the sprint medley relays last night. At Lennox last night, a boys' track invitational saw Griswold win the event with 177 points. Lennox, the runner-up, with a 106 total. Cam was third with 96 points. East Union, Bedford, Stanton round out the rest of the field. Individually, among the champs, Quentin Oldenkamp of Bedford, the winner in the 100 meters. In the 200 meters, he was a winner again. Also last night, Gabe Nixon of East Union took the 400-meter event. 800-meter run, Chance Mace of Griswold was the champ. Dawson Tulberg of Lennox, the winner in the 110 hurdles. Also, it was Josh Brownlee of Griswold winning the 1,600 meters. David Thompson of Griswold won the 3,200. Thompson also a winner in the 400-meter hurdles. Bedford's Quentin Seffert was a winner in the discus. Jaden Jonkey of Griswold won the high jump. Drake Johnson of Stanton, the winner in the long jump event. Mitchell Williamson was the champ in the shot put last night. Relay winners include Griswold in the 4x100, Lennox in the 4x2, East Union in the 4x4. Griswold also took the 4x8, the shuttle hurdle, and distance medley relays, while the sprint medley title went to Lennox in last night's meet. Tri-Center also hosting an invitational boys track meet last night. It was Trainer with 140 points winning the team title. St. Albert with a 101 total, the runner-up. Underwood third with 91 points. AHSTW and Riverside round out the top five, followed by Tri-Center, West Harrison, Woodbine, and Westwood. Among the winners last night, Gage Clay of AHSTW takes the 100-meter crown. Brett Daly of Trainer the 200. Daly also a winner in the 400 meters. Also last night, Trey Castle of Trainer wins the 800-meter run. The 110 hurdles, Tyler Fries of Underwood, the champion. Trey Castle of Trainer wins the 1,600. Dalton Fisher of AHSTW, a winner in the 3,200 meters. Preston Davis of West Harrison took the 400 hurdle title. Brandon Magnuson of Underwood wins the discus. Dylan Fauble of Trainer won the high jump. Long jump event went to Brett Daly of Trainer, while Matt Fagan of St. Albert took the shot put title. Relay winners, St. Albert in the 4x1, AHSTW, champ in the 4x200 meter. 4x4 winner St. Albert. Underwood takes the 4x8, Trainer the shuttle hurdle and the sprint medley relay, and Riverside a winner in the distance medley relay event last night. Also at the Mustang relays in Shenandoah last night, taking a look at some of those results, Glenwood had lots of wins in that event last night as they picked up a win in the 100-meter dash with Joey Sadler taking first place. Maverick Decker wins the 200-meter dash. Decker also a winner in the 400 meters. Seth Little of Glenwood took the 800-meter run. Parson Covington wins the 1600 for Glenwood. The 3200 goes to Adam Thompson of Sydney. Clarinda's Lucas Shotova wins the 110 hurdles. The 400 hurdles, Shotova again a winner there. In the relays, Clarinda wins the 4x1, Glenwood the 4x2. Glenwood also took the 4x4, Shenandoah winner in the 4x800 meter relay. Clarinda took the title in the sprint medley, Glenwood the distance medley relay winner. Shuttle hurdle went to Glenwood as well. In some of the field events, Sydney's Zachary Benedict took the high jump title last night. Jaeger Powers of Fremont Mills a winner in the long jump, while Matt Glockel of East Mills wins the shot put, and Sam Phillips of Fremont Mills a winner in the discus event last evening. On now to golf and girls action last night. Atlantic picks up a win in a triangular meet, 181 for Atlantic. Kemper Catholic a 190, Denison a 218, Brooke Newell 37 last night for medalist honors for Atlantic. Glenwood beat Lewis Central 245 to 265. It was Trainer defeating AHSTW in Southwest Iowa as Trainer shot 188. AHSTW at 222. Southwest Iowa 246. Allie Anderson of Trainer had the low round of 45. Missouri Valley beat Logan Magnolia last night with Madison Lease of Missouri Valley shooting the low round of 45. In boys golf last night, it was Southwest Valley over Red Oak by a stroke, 197 to 198. Glenwood beat Lewis Central 159 to 189. Logan Magnolia topping Missouri Valley 159 to 188. AHSTW beating Trainer 176 to 196 as Brandon Osbar of AHSTW medalist with a low round of 40 last night. In high school tennis, boys action, it was Kemper Catholic over Red Oak 9-0. Glenwood beat Lewis Central 9-0. St. Albert 6-0 over Audubon. Creston beat Southwest Valley 5-4. Girls tennis saw Red Oak edge Kemper Catholic 5-4. Southwest Valley over Creston 8-1. In high school soccer last night, in girls action, Lewis Central beating Atlantic 11-0. Missouri Valley 4-0 over Riverside. Tri-Center beat Harlan 3-0. Des Moines Christian edging AHSTW 1-0 on penalty kicks. Thomas Jefferson beat Underwood 1-0. In boys soccer, it was St. Albert over Nottoway Valley 3-0. Harlan over Kemper Catholic 3-0. Lewis Central 4-0 over Glenwood last night. Longtime Logan Magnolia head wrestling coach Kent Kirsten announced his retirement on Sunday evening. According to Logan Magnolia athletic director Matt Strait, Kirsten holds the most wins in Iowa high school wrestling history with over 600 career dual wins. He led the Panthers to traditional state championships in 2005 and 2011. He also led Logan Magnolia to dual team titles in 2003 and 2011. The Panthers made 14 state dual appearances under his direction. Kirsten led the program for 35 seasons. To baseball now, where Bryce Harper tied a career high with four hits and reached base in all six plate appearances as the Washington Nationals beat the St. Louis Cardinals 14-6 last night. Harper drove in three runs during his first four-hit game since 2013. Stephen Drew, Adam Eaton, and Ryan Zimmerman each had three of Washington's 19 hits, and the Nationals overcame four errors by breaking open the game in a seven-run eighth inning. Cardinals starter Adam Wainwright gave up six runs and 11 hits over four-plus innings. Elsewhere in the National League, San Francisco over Arizona 4-1. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 7-1. New York Mets over Philadelphia 4-3. The Chicago Cubs walked off over the L.A. Dodgers 3-2. San Diego beat Colorado 5-3. Chris Davis hit a two-run homer. Jarrell Cotton shut down Kansas City's anemic offense, and the Oakland Athletics held on to spoil the Royals' home opener with a 2-0 victory Monday. Cotton gave up a single in the first and another in the sixth, but otherwise he befuddled a Royals lineup that hasn't shown much punch this year. He walked three and struck out six over seven innings. Davis provided all the offense Oakland needed when he followed a leadoff single by Ryan Healy with his fourth homer of the season. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was the Yankees over Tampa Bay 8-1. Detroit edging Boston 2-1. Seattle shut down Houston 6-0. In the Pacific Coast League yesterday, Oklahoma City beat Iowa by a 5-2 final. In some other baseball news, Franklin Gutierrez left the L.A. Dodgers game against the Chicago Cubs with a left hamstring injury. He was thrown out trying to steal in the second inning. The Nationals play shortstop Trey Turner on the 10-day disabled list with a strained right hamstring. Pete Rose will be inducted into the Philadelphia Phillies Wall of Fame in an on-field ceremony on August 12th prior to the club's game against the New York Mets. Rose, the all-time hits leader who was banned from baseball in 1989, was selected through fan voting. In college basketball news, high-scoring swingman Dedrick Lawson and his brother K.J. Lawson announced Monday they're heading to Kansas, giving Coach Bill Self a pair of high-profile transfers beginning with the 2018-19 season. The former Memphis standouts will sit out next season under NCAA transfer rules. Dedrick Lawson was one of the nation's top transfers available after averaging 19 points and almost 10 rebounds and 3 assists per game as a sophomore. The former McDonald's All-American will have 2 years of eligibility remaining with the Jayhawks. K.J. Lawson played in only 10 games as a freshman because of an Achilles injury and averaged over 12 points and 8 rebounds a game last season. He'll have 3 seasons with the Jayhawks if the NCAA grants him a 6th year because of that injury. Nebraska basketball player Michael Jacobson has decided to transfer, making him the 4th player to leave the program since the season ended. Coach Tim Miles made that announcement in Lincoln Monday night. He has 4 open scholarships for the 2017-18 season. Jacobson started all 31 games in his sophomore season, averaging 6 points and 6 rebounds for the Cornhuskers, who were 12-19 overall and tied for 12th in the Big Ten at 6-12. Jacobson's departure follows those of sophomore forward Ed Morrow Jr., freshman forward Jariah Horn, and junior Nick Fuller. Jacobson said in a statement, "It's a difficult decision to leave," and that he's grateful to Miles and his staff for giving him an opportunity. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.